it's time to turn it over to Wyatt Barmore-Pooley with Mark Cass in the WTMJ newsroom.
Thanks, Libby. And we are joined by the Milwaukee Business Journal's Mark Cass. We now have a timeline on when the new Kohl's store will open in downtown Milwaukee. Mark, what is the schedule and what will the new store mean to the Westtown area of downtown Milwaukee?
Really a huge thing here. I mean, this has been talked about for about a year now, but to see this thing actually starting construction, which has happened in the past couple weeks, and it'll now open in fall. So you're probably talking about the October-ish time period. They want it open in time for the holiday season, which means a great impact in that area. The thing I've talked about a lot is what it'll mean to the Westtown area, and that's energy and activity. You've seen a lot of things already happen there with the MSO project, with the expansion of the convention center, with Milwaukee Tool moving down there with 1,200 employees, and with other companies coming down there. You're seeing a lot of activity now with the market hall and what's going on there. So adding a store like this, what it brings is really good. It's also, for those of us who've lived here a while, it's a flashback to what was there before when we had a large store on the end of each end of the mall that kind of drove traffic for that area. So this is a big deal and one that will kind of happen over the next few months, and we'll see it happen. And I think long term, this is great for that area.
Turning from looking forward to the holiday season to baseball season, elected officials are trying to figure out a plan to fund up to $300 million in improvements at American Family Field. There's talk about using the proceeds from the jock tax in Wisconsin. How much do pro players pay in taxes each year? Could that be part of the financing package for this project?
Yeah, this is really something that's interesting and something that was looked at during the arena thing a few years ago, and that is that athletes who play here actually also have to pay income taxes here. So it's about $12 million a year. So how can that be used to help this project? And it's always around $12 million or so right there. So, I mean, is there a way to kind of work this in? Because it's clear right now that what was brought up earlier this year is not going to happen. So they're looking at the city and the county to help in terms of the state. Is we haven't seen a lot of acceptance there. So they have to be creative and come up with how can they make this work? Because the thing I hear over and over again is, why are we helping these millionaires who could afford this themselves? I think that's kind of a narrow view to look at this. You have to look at the economic impact. You have to look at what they mean to the region. And is there a creative way to do this? One thing I've been saying over and over again is, I expect it'll happen. I just think it's going to be controversial for a while. And they're going to have to come up with a plan that's going to convince some of our legislators who are from Hurley, from La Crosse, who are from outstate to vote for this to help Milwaukee. So I don't think it's going to happen soon. I think it'll probably happen over the next couple months. Hopefully it'll get done, but the importance of this to the region cannot be overstated, because if the Brewers would leave at some point, it would be awful for the region.
So you had the chance to go to Chicago on Wednesday to see visit Milwaukee's takeover of Chicago Union Station. What was the purpose and what was the reaction from train travelers there?
It was kind of a fun day for me. I got to ride the Amtrak down there, really nice for those people who've done it. It's $25 each way. It's easy to get down there. I was able to get there quickly. Hour and 20 minutes, you're down there. And I walk into the station, and all of a sudden in the Grand Hall, for those of your listeners who have been down there and kind of know where it is, it was all dressed up to be Milwaukee. They had large signage. They had a lot of our things that we know here in terms of Summerfest, Pottawatomie, Travel Wisconsin. They were all there. They were having fun. They were handing out food. They were handing out prizes. They were really trying to get a lot of the people who travel in and out of that station, and that is a big one, to spend time in Milwaukee, to travel to Milwaukee, to show them how easy it is. And what this means to Milwaukee is that, I think, I'm not sure everybody realizes this, but a good amount of people from Chicago travel to Milwaukee every month, every year, and spend money here, whether it's in our hotels, in our restaurants, our stores, whether it's just Milwaukee or anywhere in the region, here they spend a lot of money. So to get more people to come here and to show them how easy it is through the Amtrak, where it's, again, an hour and 20 minutes, $25 each way, I think was a great idea. When you went down there, you had a lot of fun. There was a lot of noise. There was a lot of activity in the room. Really good reaction, but it'll be interesting to see for the next 12 months, will we see an increase for the Amtrak and spending from Chicago in our area, because it can only help our region.
I'm with you, Mark. I'm also a big fan of the Hiawatha train down to Chicago.
You are.
It's super convenient.
It's super easy. I mean, I was just amazed. Weren't you? You could get on there. You could work.
All right. So more apartments planned for Drexel Town Square and Oak Creek. What are the details there you can give us? And is there going to be enough demand to fill them?
Interesting there. For those people who remember that area, the Drexel Town Square is just, over the past few years, it's just become a great area. You have apartments. You have restaurants. You have the Oak Creek Library and City Hall there. It's become this really, really great place down there. And so now they've had so much happen there that they're now looking at adding more apartments, about 300 more apartments, about a $100 million project. You ask me, is there enough need for that? And I would say to you, I think so, because Oak Creek and Franklin are seeing a lot of growth. You're seeing from Oak Creek all the way to the state line, a lot of residential growth. And I think a lot of it is due to the fact that you saw a lot of companies who moved up out of Northern Illinois, who moved into Kenosha, whether it was Amazon, whether it was Uline, and all their workers want to live nearby. They want to live in the same state, make it easier to get to work. So as I've talked about over the past couple of weeks, you're seeing a lot of residential growth in Kenosha, but you're also seeing it in Southern Milwaukee County and in Racine County as that growth kind of heads north. So yeah, I think there is demand there. I think it's a great area. It's right near the freeway. And as you look around the region in terms of growth areas, Oak Creek and Franklin are two of our hottest areas.
All right, one more. The Milwaukee Business Journal naming its 2022 Real Estate Project of the Year. Who took home the prize, and what was that project's impact on the region?
Quite a few to consider this year. We looked at a number of really good projects. You obviously have the one right next to you guys, the 3rd Street Market Hall, which has been a tremendous impact on the region. But the one we chose this year, the one that we talked about a lot, was the Ascent. And the Ascent is over here on Van Buren and Kilbourne, large apartment tower. But what makes it unique is it's mass timber, which is the only one in the area right now. It's one of the largest in the world. It is the largest in the country right now and has brought us international attention. We've had a lot of individuals who've come here from all over the world to see the building. We've also had the people who were the developers of it have traveled all over the world to talk about it. It's also on the high end of amenities and everything they do there. So what this project has meant to the region is, one, it added a large structure, a large building with these unique units, but two, it brought us international attention for being leading edge. And you always want your city to be known as that, so that's why it was there. But really, a lot of things happened in 22. Think back to what was opened in the last year and what it's meant to the region, whether it was the Market Hall, whether, again, it was the Ascent. A lot of great things are happening in Milwaukee, and I think you're going to see a lot of it again in 23.
We've been talking to Mark Cass. He is the editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal, as we do every Sunday. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Always good to be here. Have a great week.
And it's 8:26, and we have 61 degrees at WTMJ. We also have Wyatt Barmer-Pooley. Nice job with Mark, but you forgot to ask him one question.
What did I forget?
Friday was his birthday.
I did not know that. Little sausages made. I did the interview on Thursday, so I wish I could have wished him a happy birthday.
Yeah, well, you know what? For everybody out there, if you run into Mark Cass today, I know it's 2 days late, just wish him a happy belated. Let's just flood him with those greetings, because he deserves it. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
You mentioned about taking the train into Chicago. I've done that. That is the easiest way to get into the city.
Yeah, it's so I've done both the drive and the train, and the drive isn't always awful, but it is the train is just so much better. And it puts you right in the middle of downtown Chicago, so you don't have to deal with the freeways getting into that part of the city. So you can get out literally steps from the station is the Sears Tower.
Well, not only that, because parking is so expensive in downtown Chicago. Your train ticket is cheaper, I think, than if you have to park
there all day. $25, as Mark said. It's just $25 each way.
And good luck with those parking prices down there, too. Especially if you're going to a matinee. I love to go to Chicago to see some of their matinees in the afternoon. And then you just get back on the train and you're back here a little bit around dinner time.